Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Really Layla Social Media Podcast. I am your host, Really Layla, aka Layla Sammy. Today we'll be talking about evolving social media and the need to have a strong foundation for understanding social media and being able to change and evolve your social media strategy based on new tools and new tactics that are coming up on the different social media channels. So we've talked about, and we will talk about, the foundations of social media and what are some really important frameworks and really important foundational theoretical knowledge that you need for understanding social media. Now, today I'm going to talk about why it is so important to understand foundations for the evolving landscape of social media and marketing in general. So we talked about the evolution of social media and going from a broadcast strategy to digital strategy, and now we're looking at social strategy. But as we will talk about, it's important to know the foundations because, for instance, on social media, you're really using broadcast strategy to get your message across to your audience. Now, although you are using a broadcast strategy, the ability to understand and engage your audience is at a much higher level than you once were able to understand your audience and engage with your audience. Again, today it's a more dynamic relationship with your audience versus just a one-way communication that was the typical strategy. Now, when you think about social media and its popularity and the various channels that have become popular, it's really interesting because you can see the evolution of the various channels. For instance, at first, the social media channel that was really important and everybody was using and actually had the most amount of users was MySpace. And MySpace was actually in line and came out and became popular around the same exact time that Facebook did. But what happened was Facebook took over. And when Facebook took over and became more popular than MySpace, it was interesting because brands now had the ability to evolve their social media to another channel. And a lot of brands were able to adjust and be nimble with the new channels. However, some various brands did not. And so why did Facebook actually take over the popularity over MySpace? And from my perspective, the biggest reason is because MySpace was always thinking about how can I make the next dollar. MySpace was all about increasing their revenue versus increasing the customer experience and the user experience. And so Facebook really focused on the user experience and waited to see what it was that the users wanted. What were the key factors that helped encouraged users to engage with Facebook? And if you really think about how MySpace started and what MySpace was all about, it was a great product. And today, it probably would be one of the most popular sites if they weren't focused primarily on making money. And for brands, this is super important to remember because it's not always about the money. I mean, the money obviously is the most important factor, but at the end of the day, the customer is really the most important factor. If you don't have customers, you can't make money. So if you think about it, it's a hand-in-hand operation. The better the user experience, the better the customer. And so that is important to realize that customer experience, user experience is number one for understanding the best way to increase your profits, using social media. It doesn't end just on the social media channels and what's and the applications, but how you're actually using those channels to increase the profit, to help increase user experience, to increase profit. Now, when we're looking at the evolution, we went from MySpace to Facebook, but then what happened? Facebook started, again, primarily thinking about how can we increase revenues, and that's when they started using native advertising and sponsored and specifically sponsored posts. With advertising on social media, users aren't always going to just look at the ads. Users kind of disregard the ads unless you're using the sponsored posts. Then users will more likely see the sponsored posts and engage more with the sponsored posts. But it's really about creating the seamless experience. And today, other channels are becoming really popular. If you look at Pinterest, for example, Pinterest is really popular because it creates a seamless experience for the user. It's engaging. It uses visuals. You can bookmark your visual content that brings you back to another website. And by using Pinterest, it's that visual tool to bring the consumer to your website and buy the products and services that you're selling. Same thing with Instagram. People really started using Instagram very quickly because it was a visual tool. And now we're looking at Snapchat. Snapchat users are constantly using Snapchat, especially the millennials, because millennials, at first when they started using Snapchat, the snaps went away. And so it created an enticing measure, and it was different than the other channels because it wasn't primarily a channel that people could look back to the content. Users that are using Snapchat like the idea that you have to see the snap right then and there, otherwise you're never going to see the snap again. And again, it's about the visual content and creating the message. And some brands realize the need to use Snapchat, and they're using Snapchat because they understand that users want that human element to their brand. And it's important to include the human element for your brand. And again, that goes back to the brand personality and the brand image that you're trying to create. So when you go behind the scenes and show what is happening in the office of your brand or what's happening on a day-to-day basis, we as users really enjoy that. So again, that's the human aspect of using social media. Now, the evolution really is happening quickly. And channels are coming out often, and people are using the channels often. And to be able to evolve with the channels is the most important factor to stay relevant on social media and in marketing. And when you're using the different channels, you don't need to just use one channel or two channels and create content for all of the different channels. It's important to make sure that the information on the channels are almost in a theme. So although you don't need to create content across channels, it's important though to create different content for channels because, first of all, people interact with the channels differently, but also because you want to make sure that people are on all of your social media channels to be able to engage and create that relationship with your audience. Looking at where social media is and where it's going, it's important to really understand the fundamental theories and concepts of social to engage your users and to keep your information relevant. So having the foundations, which we'll talk about in the next couple of podcasts, is vital for your brand because when a new channel comes out, you're going to need to be nimble and change with the channels. And we'll talk about how to find out which channels are best for your audience, but it's not based on what channel it is that you want to use. The channels that you as a brand want to use should be based on your audience, and it's important to measure and look at industry reports to understand the channels that are best for your social media marketing. So that's just a little bit about the need and why to use social media. And we'll talk about more in-depth foundations of social media in the coming weeks. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.